Have you seen an electronic cigarette yet? They look like a cigarette and contain a cartridge with a nicotine-laced liquid vaporized by a heating element and inhaled by the user. They're flooding the market, promoted on late-night TV as a healthier alternative to cigarettes and a way to get a nicotine fix in smoke-free areas. So, are they good for you? Bad for you? Only the guy who owns the proprietary research knows for sure, and in many cases, the tobacco industry owns him. After years of work getting almost half the country protected from secondhand smoke in workplaces, e-cigarette promoters want us to let the guy in the next cubicle exhaling toxic diethylene glycol and nicotine go right ahead because it's not technically a cigarette. The problem is e-cigarette cartridges contain carcinogens, including nitrosamines and toxic chemicals such as diethylene glycol. The nicotine interacts with nitrous acid, commonly in indoor air, creating carcinogens which continue to be created over time, then are inhaled, absorbed, or ingested. At least one brand is honest enough to caution the user that nicotine causes birth defects or other reproductive harm. If you think the tobacco industry's interest in e-cigarettes means they're now in the public health business, you might want to reconsider in the light of their 2006 federal conviction for racketeering and conspiracy to deceive the American public and target children with deadly and addictive products. We've worked hard for the few protections we have from involuntary exposure to toxic products. Don't let the tobacco industry sidestep our protections and hook another generation through gimmicks and false advertising. Hang on to our protections from involuntary nicotine and tobacco exposure and stand up for clean air. With a perspective, this is Carol Denny.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.